This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Westbound I-70 will be closed between Loveland Pass and Silverthorne for most of today. Traffic headed west is being detoured through Loveland Pass on US 6. CDOT says eastbound lanes of I-70 have reopened. The problem was caused by a semi-truck that crashed and caught fire late last night. Transportation officials had closed lanes in both directions as a safety precaution while crews cleaned up the crash and assessed the damage. Denver Public Schools has broken ground on a commercial greenhouse to grow food for students. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
DPS says its new 5-acre facility is the first district-based commercial greenhouse in the nation to grow salad bowl items. It will start growing tomatoes in the spring of next year and then add leafy greens and vine crops like peppers and strawberries for school cafeterias. The $4 million project is being financed by local and federal grants, along with bond funding from Denver voters and other district funds. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Denver International Airport will be the site of two new solar energy projects. Construction is underway on the installations, which are set to be completed next year. DIA says the projects will double the amount of solar power generated at the airport and help it save about $25 million over 25 years. A chance of thunderstorms along the northern Front Range, Colorado Springs, will be mostly clear, and we're looking at the possibility of isolated thunderstorms for the western slope and in the mountains overnight. This is CPR and KRCC.